Personnel file. Lieutenant Commander Adele Harrison. Borg identification 2 of 11. Open. Addendum. USS Resurgence 2408. Begin file.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Resurgence. Her mission? To explore strange new ideas. To seek out new ethos, new inspirations. To boldly look within for the betterment of all.
Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
Come.
It's beginning to look a lot like...
You wish to see me, Admiral? That music.
Oh, computer. And music. My apologies, too. I was listening to some old holiday music while I was working on some last-minute paperwork. Anyway, I got a con from Counselor Ybarra. You never did your intake counseling session when you arrived on Resurgence. Everyone who serves here has to do intake counseling. Two.
I fail to see the purpose of counseling. I believe it distracts me from doing the duties which I was assigned to do aboard your ship.
Could it be Adele, then?
Captain, I must ask that you not refer to me by that designation. That is a designation representing a life that is...
My apologies, too. I didn't realize how much your old name still affected you. That is exactly why I insist upon you doing your intake session. Remember how reluctant you were to counseling when we first met. So we'd have those little dinners. The doctor said it was to get you to relearn eating and drinking and socialization, but it wasn't.
I am aware of that. I am still resistant to the idea of meeting with Counselor Ybarra because of her ability to sense feelings.
You want to be able to have control over what happens in the session, and not have her try to explore your feelings without your consent. Do I have that right?
I was assimilated without my consent, Captain. Now that I am readjusting to living outside of a Borg collective, I have learned to value my right to choose, and I have worked very hard to have control over as much of myself and my life as I can. To have a stranger probe and analyze my feelings would make me feel as if I was being re-assimilated.
What if I talked to Counselor Ybarra before you met with her and explained the importance of her not probing your feelings? Would that make you feel more comfortable with meeting with her?
It may.
All right. I'll talk to Counselor Ybarra before you two meet and ask her to conduct the session only according to what you consent. All right?
Yes, sir. May I be dismissed now? I must prepare myself for this experience.
Yes, too. Go do something to relax your off-duty until after this session, all right?
Computer, begin audio message. Counselor Ybarra, this is Admiral Owensby. Regarding your upcoming counseling session with 2 of 11, be gentle with her. I know you normally like to try and sense your patient's emotions in counseling sessions to open up opportunity for conversation, but I'm asking you to please avoid doing that with her. I don't like to normally dictate how you treat your patients, but too, she's been violated to the worst degree in many ways, and it would be best to use verbal communication with her during her visit, and nothing else. I should also mention that the way she reacted when I called her by name, former name, I didn't mean to do it, it slipped out by accident. The way she reacted to it, though, worried me quite a bit. The mere mention of her former name seemed to cause too terrible pain. I just want you to be gentle when you talk with her, please. Ownsby out. Computer, save and send message to Counselor Ybarra.
Would you like some tea, too?
I see no purpose in that.
All right, so, two, what do you want to talk about? We can talk about anything you want here.
I was under the impression that you would lead the session.
No, I will simply listen to you talk or communicate in whatever way you're able or willing to. If you have trouble communicating what you need or want to, I can help you figure out what you want to say. I also know what you talked to Admiral Ownsby about, and let me assure you, I don't probe people's minds or emotions without their consent. I also don't intend to do anything in our session that will cause you to become uncomfortable.
What is the purpose of this conversation, then?
When I was speaking with the Admiral, he mentioned that you reacted rather anxiously to the use of the name you used before you were assimilated.
That name no longer suits who I am as an individual. Represents a life that is no longer mine.
Since your liberation from the collective, have you reconnected with anyone from your previous life?
No. I attempted to do so when I was first returned to Earth for debriefing, but it was not successful. The world no longer looked the same to me, nor did my family and friends respond positively to who I had become. They were afraid of me, because I was a Borg and not the Adele. I was not the Adele they knew. The Adele they knew had been killed and replaced by this stranger attempting to masquerade as her.
You just referred to yourself by your birth name, too.
I do not identify as Adele any longer, but I do still have some memories of her. Some of my memories, my younger ones, are still outside of my reach, but others are not. My assimilation and liberation have drastically affected my ability to recall my life before I became 2 of 11. It is easier for me to look ahead than behind.
But looking behind at what your life was will make it easier for you to look and move ahead with your life as it is now, too.
I recall a place called Las Vegas, Nevada. I believe it is located in the United States of America on Earth. According to the record Starfleet has of me, I was born there and lived there for many years. But that is not what I remember.
Earth 2390.
Alright, y'all. One more song and then the phone party's over. Let's turn it up for the last song of the night.
Woohoo! Yeah!
A lot of people love them exclusively. Bro, the head of runner, runner, promise.
Woo-hoo!
Mama, sister, probably listening to this, feeling a little sickly, but gotta be real, gotta
and
be me.
That, everyone, is the end of the foam party. Please towel off on your way out. It's chilly outside tonight.
Adele, where did you get to?
I was dancing in the middle of the foam, Nancy. I didn't see you or Steven anywhere. Where did you two get to?
I was with an Andorian at the bar.
And I was trying to out-drink some Klingons. Klingon blood wine is very strong.
Why don't we go take a walk over to old Las Vegas and cool down a bit? How long do we have left on leave?
12 hours? Why do you want to go there? Hardly anyone hangs out in old Vegas anymore. It's just a Ferris wheel, a broken coaster, a few restored casinos, and the Sanctuary District Memorial Museum.
I like the history of it. I've liked the history of it since I was a little kid and learned about the damage old Vegas took during the World War III and Sanctuary District riots. I also remember taking the Sanctuary District Museum tour when I was in school.
Fine. You made your point. We can walk around for a bit to sober Stephen up. I just hope that there's enough security down there tonight. I don't want any of us to get mugged.
So Adele liked history.
She did. I'm sorry, this talking about Adele, it's not something I am accustomed to, and it is difficult to talk about her.
You're doing very well talking about her.
I suppose I would be amenable to continuing.
Do you want to continue talking about Las Vegas or something else?
We never made it to Old Las Vegas that evening because we were summoned to Starfleet Command. The three of us were assigned to a new vessel.
What kind?
It was an Inquiry-class vessel, and the captain's name was Parker. I do not remember his first name, but I remember he was half-human.
Earth, 2390.
Welcome to the Gold Coast, everyone. I am Captain Parker, and I'll be your commanding officer for this 5-year tour of duty. I'll hand out assignments, and then explain a bit about our mission. Lieutenant Harrison.
Yes, sir?
You'll be assigned to the science station on the bridge.
Understood, Captain.
You've earned it, Harrison.
If I had known what I know now, I would not have responded to my assignment with such enthusiasm. Lieutenants Dawson and McCoy were equally excited about their assignments, however. I suppose it was only natural to be.
And where were they assigned? Close to you?
Lieutenant Dawson was assigned to engineering, and Lieutenant McCoy was assigned to medical. We fraternized as much as we could, but from what I remember of our time on the Gold Coast, we were quite occupied with our duties most of the time, while we became acquainted with the ship and the mission.
But eventually you did become accustomed enough to spend time together again?
Captain Parker insisted upon it. He believed off-duty friendships and leisure time were beneficial for positive mental health. He even arranged for the crew to gather for leisure activities so we could get to know one another. He wished us to see each other as family.
Can I ask you a question?
You may.
Have you spoken with anyone else from the Gold Coast who was rescued with you? You refer to them as family to Adele, but are they family to 2 of 11?
I am no longer Adele, nor are her former crewmates themselves anymore. I have not attempted to look back into any part of Adele's life besides inquiring into her biological family status. That inquiry was not successful, so I do not believe any others will be.
But you don't know for certain. Perhaps it would benefit you to try. I am sure you think of Adele's old friends and the crew and what happened.
You will terminate this inquiry.
I'm not signing off on our session as being complete yet because you're not talking about the issue you brought here. Your reluctance to fully address who you, Adele Harrison, were before you were assimilated. I know I said I wouldn't probe your feelings, but I am feeling an intense amount of anger. It's quite overwhelming.
No! This discussion is terminated. I am going to regenerate.
For now, when you're ready to talk to the point where I feel comfortable signing off on your intake session, you know where I'll be.
Warning, regeneration cycle incomplete.
Two, are you all right? Why are you on the floor?
I must have fallen out of my alcove, Admiral. I am unharmed.
I caught wind of some maintenance request that came from Councilor Ybarra's quarters a few hours ago. Around the same time that you were seen storing away from there. You know anything about that?
Perhaps.
You broke a chair and put a crack in the wall near the replicator. Really, too? Did you manage to damage our counselor, too?
Counselor Zabara was making inappropriate inquiries. She was asking about the current status of Adele's former friends.
Did you ask her to stop?
I did. Counselor Zabara stated that she would not sign off on my intake session as being completed until I was ready to talk more. I do not understand what she means by that.
It means that you are not psychologically cleared for duty on the Resurgence yet. You can't do the assignments I assigned you until the counselor clears you. And I agree with her judgment. Breaking furniture is not behavior I consider acceptable among my duty officers, too.
It is hard for me to discuss Adele, Admiral. I do not speak of Adele's former family or her former friends because they do not exist anymore.
My God. Are they dead?
Negative, Captain.
I was not entirely truthful with Counselor Zabara during our talk. I told her that I have not attempted to look back into any part of Adele's life besides inquiring into her biological family status. But that is not true. When I was back on Earth for the first time following my liberation, I returned to Adele's previous home because I had been informed by Starfleet that Adele's former crew were there. The counselors at the time encouraged me to take upon myself the life Adele had and become Adele again. Unfortunately, I was not Adele any longer, and the things and individuals that Adele once found joy in were not joyful to me.
Earth, 2398.
This section of land belongs to me. Please seek your entertainment elsewhere.
Nancy Dawson, this section of land has nothing on it. How does it belong to you?
I am 5 of 13. I do not respond to the designation Nancy Dawson anymore. How do you know that name?
I previously identified as Lieutenant Adele Harrison of the USS Gold Coast.
Do not mention that name to me, nor anything belonging to Starfleet.
Starfleet informed me that the liberated survivors of the Gold Coast resettled here upon their return to Earth. I was curious
if
about...
If you persist in this conversation, I will kill you. Vacate my land at once.
Nancy Dawson had become rather feral and unstable upon her liberation from the Collective, and we ended up in a physical confrontation that was stopped by the local authorities. She was taken into custody despite me refusing to provide a report. I was advised to leave the area for my safety, which I did.
Were all of your reunions with your former crew as troublesome?
They were much worse.
Earth, 2398.
Please identify the name of the patient you are searching for.
I am searching for the person known as Lieutenant Stephen McCoy.
Adele? Adele Harrison.
Captain Parker. I no longer identify as Adele Harrison. I am 2 of 11.
Oh, I suppose you would keep that name. What are you doing here?
I was advised by Starfleet medical professionals to seek out the fellow survivors of the USS Gold Coast, because they believed reclaiming Adele's former life is the most acceptable course of action for me at this time. I have already attempted to communicate with Nancy Dawson. However...
Yeah, Nancy. She's, not doing so well with being back on Earth, and she attacks anyone who does so much as even mentions anything to do with Starfleet. I tried to help her when I first found her, but I sort of have my hands full with Stephen right now.
And what is the current status of Stephen McCoy?
If he were well enough for you to see him, Adele, too, he wouldn't be living here. And he wouldn't need me to be his legal guardian. Steven struggled after returning to Earth and needed more help than Starfleet was able to give him. So I got him into this residential program. He's doing better, but I don't think he can live on his own for quite a while yet. If ever. He'll certainly not do well if he sees you. So, Steven?
Why is a Borg here?
I formerly identified as Adele Harrison.
You liar! Adele died! The Borg killed her! How dare you come in here and pretend to be her? You filthy robot! I loved Adele. You're mocking her memory by saying you're her when you're nothing but a freak. Get out! Monster! You're a monster!
I ran to the boundary of New Las Vegas before I stopped and allowed myself to process what transpired between myself and Stephen McCoy. I could not comprehend what had happened to him, and why he had loved Adele and yet labeled me a monster. As much as I am not comfortable admitting it to myself, yet Adele Harrison and 2 of 11 are the same individual. But they are different from one another. Those interactions made me want to deny Adele Harrison's existence because those who remembered her could not stand the sight of me. I reacted as poorly as they did to the mention of the past, but I took it a step further and caused real harm. I harmed Counselor Zabara and her quarters. highly regret my negative behaviors and wish to make amends if she will allow me to do so.
I'm quite certain the counselor will forgive you two. Ybarra?
Two. I hope you don't mind. I was hiding behind some cargo containers listening in on your conversation with the captain. And just so you know, I do forgive you for what happened earlier.
I am glad, Counselor.
Besides you, Captain Parker, Nancy Dawson, and Stephen McCoy, did anyone else from the Gold Coast survive the Borg long enough to be rescued by Starfleet?
No, not that I am aware of.
I know Starfleet was quite busy during that time period, but did they ever hold a memorial for the crew of Gold Coast at all? Such an event would allow the survivors some peace and a chance to say goodbye.
As I have already explained, most of the survivors are unfit to revisit any memories of their time in Starfleet.
Well, there's you. You could plan a memorial service, and the crew of the Resurgence could have it. You could tell us what you remember of your crew, and we could help you honor them properly. Saying a proper goodbye to those individuals might help you get some closure on that part of your life.
I do not know if Starfleet would approve of this.
This is my ship, too. And you are my crew member. I like to think we're like family here. I will approve of this if you want to go ahead with it. I personally agree with the counselor's idea, especially given that Adele's former crewmates consider her dead. I'm sorry that happened, by the way.
I suppose it would benefit me to share about Adele's old crew in life with my new crew. I do not believe Starfleet held any type of memorial service for the Gold Coast or her crew. And I suppose someone should.
And I will help you plan it, as will anyone else on the crew you feel comfortable with including in the preparation.
And will this social exercise allow me to begin my duties on the Resurgence?
I will allow you to begin duty shifts as long as we meet for conversations 3 times a week, and also work together to plan a memorial service for the crew of the Gold Coast. And I want you on limited duty shifts to begin with, so you don't become overwhelmed.
I don't have a problem with agreeing to those conditions. Do you too?
I am agreeable to your conditions, Counselor. And to organizing a memorial service for Adele's former crew.
Good. Then I'll approve your duty under the conditions we discussed.
I'll see you in engineering, Commander.
End of file. Addendum closed. Personnel file closed.
You have been listening to Renewal, a Star Trek fan production. Addendum 2, A Chance to Say Goodbye. Written by Heather Lee Cameron. The cast of this episode features the voice talents of Ella GVA as 2 of 11, Steinbluff as Stephen McCoy,
Andrea as Nancy Dawson,
Austin Hammett as Captain Parker, Andrew Gehring as Admiral Anders Ownsby, and Umi Fusion as Counselor Ybarra. This episode was edited by Chase C, and the music was composed by Ellen Amaro Music. Renewal, a Star Trek fan production, was created by Andrew Gehring and Aaron McDonald, based on Star Trek The Next Generation by Gene Roddenberry, and Star Trek Online, developed by Cryptic Games. No rights infringement intended. Subscribe to this production wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe to Rift Point's YouTube channel, or follow us on social media at the links in the episode's description. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope to see you again, next time in the Rift. Star Trek and all related marks, logos, and characters are owned by Viacom CBS Incorporated. Riftpoint Productions, website, promotion, and or any exhibition of material created by Riftpoint Productions are not endorsed, sponsored, or affiliated with Viacom CBS or the Star Trek franchise.